reflect for a moment on the art of cinema. Think of a motion picture like The Last Emperor and the 9 Academy Awards it so richly deserved. Consider the profound emotional experience of a truly great film. Then forget it, sweetheart.
Yes, better blow it out your exhaust pipe, cinema lover, because here comes fun with hair on it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You're gonna see the biggest piece of shattering entertainment that ever molested your sensibilities.
That sounds great.
Want a plot? Here it is. It's the end of the 20th century, and mankind has blown its wad. The fate of humanity rests in the groin of one man.
Their leader, Commander Toady, has kidnapped some pilgrims who wandered into their territory. We're gonna get them out, and then you're gonna get them pregnant.
Yes, if you want a brilliant film, you can go right to...
We're going to Frogtown.
Hell comes to Frogtown. Starring wrestling superstar, Rowdy Roddy Piper. Move over, Mr. Mel Gibson and Mr. Robert De Niro. Here comes acting talent and sensitivity like you've never seen.
You are one weird dude.
And speaking of talent, turn green, Ms. Meryl Streep. Here's Sandahl Bergman, the exquisite star of Red Sonja and Conan the Barbarian. Hell comes to Frogtown, a story of mutant sex and people like you and me. It's hot, it's wet,
and it's bad.
It's Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whatever it is, wherever you are. My name is Malachi J. Matthews. This is Super Tap Film Club. And this week I am joined by... Hollywood, Hollywood Fletcher. How's it going, Hollywood Fletch?
I'm all right, mate.
This is the first time we haven't actually seen each other for a week or so since the last lot of recordings. To be honest, we chat them out in a couple of days.
Yeah. Well, it's fine. I've been keeping busy.
Yeah? What have you been doing?
Pacing.
What do you mean? Like counting your paces, like walking?
No, just pacing. Back and forth.
Back in your empty flat?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Not. You watched any films whilst you were pacing? No. Right, good to see. Good to see you. You're keeping on top of yourself. What's the matter? So
nothing. I'm just tasting your coffee for the first time.
Yeah, because you've just been pacing. Have you had anything? Has anything passed your lips since you were last here, Fletch? Have you eaten?
I had a biscuit when I got here.
Yeah, I know you. That's not what I asked, though, is it? I mean, if anything, that's well, that is what I asked, kind of.
What are you saying?
Well, you live on milkshakes.
I live on berries.
Goji berries. The power of the goji berries.
Yes.
Remember when everyone went mad on goji berries?
Do you remember when everyone went mad on kale?
Yeah, I saw that the other day because I'm doing quite healthy stuff at the minute.
Yeah.
I won't go into it because it's quite boring. But I am going to talk about buying kale. But I noticed it, and I was like, do you know what? I ain't seen kale in ages. What happened to that? Because everyone was like, oh, get kale shakes. And they were doing like, I remember seeing a thing on TV. Might have been Jamie Oliver. He said, instead of doing chips, why don't you just put a bit of kale in the oven? Because that's not a potato. That's not a replacement, Jamie.
Do you remember his campaign to get all the kids eating healthier?
Yeah, kill the death to turkey Twizzlers.
Yeah, when all the kids were gonna die. And he did that thing where he was in the classroom and he was like, look at all these healthy snacks I've got for you. Come on, you swap that for that sweetie you've got there. And they're like, no.
No, I do not want a plum.
No, Jamie.
Take the ones out of your fucking mouth for a
look
start.
Look at this orange, it's delicious. All right, give them opal fruits, mate. No. Yeah.
What do you think this orange tastes like? What do you think this orange tastes like? Yeah, and he went... It just tastes a bit like Fanta, that does. Exactly!
It tastes like Fanta, Bosch. But it's not fizzy and sugary and fun.
Well, it is sugary and fun. There's a lot of sugar and fun to be had in a fruit, mate. What about a blueberry? Ho-ho! They brighten up your breakfast.
Oh, no.
Brighten up your pancakes, they do.
No.
Bananas. I love a banana. You don't... You don't like bananas at all, do you?
I hate bananas.
No. I mean, you're not a fruit and veg man. You're not a fruit and veg man.
I eat loads of fruit and veg.
That's not true. And you realised it wasn't true yourself as you were saying it then.
Yes,
you,
I do.
That was like your inner voice told you, you liar. That's what your inner voice said then.
Yes. I can name like 5 fruit and veg.
Yeah, that you don't eat them though, do you?
Yes, I do.
What? Go on then, apart from taters.
Apples.
Okay. There we go, apples. You've had an apple. It's probably about 6 months ago last time you had an apple at all, wasn't
That's
it?
Not true.
Right. Fletch, if anything, you're going to get scurvy, mate. I mean,
I'm going to get fucking scurvy.
Have a bit of juice. Have a bit of juice. The man
I eat like little supplement pills.
Exactly. You eat like a cosmonaut. It's not good for you.
And what's cooler than a cosmonaut? They travel in space, dude.
Speaking of this isn't about space. This film isn't about space.
Right. Well, that's a rubbish segue. We're gonna have to keep talking until a good segue presents itself.
About frogs or wrestling. Have we watched any wrestling recently?
I don't know. Anything we talk about is going to be like a month ago.
Yeah, we have watched some wrestling recently. Yeah, but like Fletcher says, this is about 2 months in the future. A good friend of ours started a feud with a wrestler that we actually know. We've been watching. Sugar D started fighting Akira. I hope that turned out well. It might have done. It might.
Let's not try and talk about things that happened in the future.
Go. Isn't it a shame that insert name has died? But yeah, we like a bit of wrestling, don't we, Fledge? You like a bit of wrestling, bit of graps?
I sure do, Malachi.
You do? Oh, we do, especially old stuff. How about we bring another wrestler back to the club? It wasn't that long ago he was here when he was on a lovely holiday.
Ultimate Warrior?
No, it's not the Ultimate Warrior.
Hulk Hogan?
No, it's not Hulk Hogan.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake?
Actually, oh no, he's here next week.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's here with next week with Hulk Hogan.
Okay. Chris Jericho?
No. No, just no.
These have all been on the podcast.
I know they have all been on the podcast, but there's somebody else who also has been on the podcast recently. He went on holiday.
I know it is.
Who is it?
It's Terry Funk.
Oh, for fuck's... No, it's not Terry Funk. It's Rowdy Roddy Piper. It's the Hot Rod, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That was the next one I was going to say.
Was it?
Yes.
Was it really?
Yes.
Because we'd ran out of wrestlers that have been on the show. Oh, no.
We definitely haven't.
No, we haven't. No. Hollywood Fletch, what film did you pick this week for Super Tap Film Club?
Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Hell Comes to Frogtown, 1988. It's got two things we like, mate. Well, three things. Rowdy Roddy Piper, The Hot Rod. 1988, the year that you were clipped into existence.
And frogs.
A post-apocalyptic hell. We haven't had a post-apocalyptic hell film for a while.
I beg to differ.
When was what was the last one we did?
Fucking all of them, mate.
I know. Yeah, it's a post-apocalyptic film. Are you aware of this genre, Fletch?
Yes, I'm very familiar with
it. Yeah,
it's very good. One of the characteristics of the genre is there's always a finite resource. So in Mad Max, it was gasoline.
Yeah.
Yeah. In The Road, it was food.
Mm-hmm.
And in this film, it is babies.
Babies. Well, it's the...
This is basically Children of Men.
Which is 2019, after the fall of New York.
Oh, I guess this is well-tread ground, really,
isn't
it?
Well, it is, really. It's very similar, kind of. Rowdy Roddy Piper is back. He plays a man called Sam Hell in this film. Sam Hell, he is the hell that's come into Frogtown.
Elegant,
yeah, that's it. It's clever, mate. Spangle, she's from Conan and Red Sonja, she usually plays barbarian woman in the past. Now she's playing some kind of MILF doctor from the MILF army.
Good.
But this was your pick as well, Fletch.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
You tell me this every week and I feel like you're lying to me. It wasn't.
It really was.
So you said to me, what film do you want to do next week, Fletch? And I was like, oh, Hell Comes to Frogtown, please. And you went, okay, because I value your opinion on this podcast. That happened.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Well, that's how it went down. That's how it went down. You picked it. You were like, oh, I forgot how good this was. We should do this.
That's not something I said.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Right.
That don't sound like me.
You, honestly.
What? Oh.
In the latter days of the 20th century, there arose a difference of opinion, and the leading experts at the time believed a nuclear war would be the only way. It'd only be the exchange of a few bombs, and then the suitably horrified combatants would sit down at a table, at a peace table. But they were wrong. Boom! In just 10 days, 10,000 years of human process, Fletch. Gone! Gone like that. Virtually blown out. 10 years later, they try it again. First shot of this film, little tiny Statue of Liberty, and you think, oh, it's a miniature, they're going to do miniatures. No, somebody picked it up, it is just a small Statue of Liberty, because this place is littered with scavengers. We've seen it before a million times. You know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And one scavenger man picks up this Statue of Liberty.
He's wearing one of them laundry basket things over your head. You know, the ones that fold up.
He's wearing a laundry basket over his head with eye holes, with goggles in it. The other guy comes over to him, he says, hey, Squid Lips! Squid Lips pulls a gun on him, and the other guy says, you know the law, greeners can't carry guns. And he shoots the street punk dead.
Ribbit, ribbit.
Pew! Hell comes to Frogtown. Sam Hell has been captured for the sexual assault of Captain Devlin's daughter. You've got it wrong, friend. Anyone who says that is a liar. He's been banged up for the wrong reasons. I think this captain just don't like him because he's been having it away with his daughter, by the looks of things, Fletcher. Captain Devel comes in, smashes a bottle over the hot rod's head. Dush! Straight away. Just as he's about to cut off his junk with the bottle, two ladies come in from MedTech. They're from Fletcher. This prisoner is accused of sexual assault, says Captain Devlin. They say, your daughter's changed the story. She found out she's pregnant. So, you know, she's had a change of heart. The reason this is a big thing, Fletcher, is because 68% of the male population was wiped out during the incident 10 years ago. Virile men are very hard to come by, but we've got Rowdy Roddy Piper here. This man is carrying a loaded weapon, and they're going to claim it. That's ours now. It's so good.
It's so potent.
So potent. The government need you to come and do Escape from LA situation. Escape from New York. 2019, but this time we need Hot Rod's rod. And this man preys on young women, and he's a scavenger, says the captain. He says, yeah, we know his record and yours. By the way, you're being sacked because you've been doing all this shady stuff by handcuffing people to chairs and bottling them. You're going to work down at the border now. Get gone. The captain then attempts to glass Hot Rod again, but Spangles steps in. Shoo! Spangles. Judo throw.
Very cool.
Some people think women are running too many things around here. If you ever get from under the skirts of these MedTech ladies, I'll be there waiting for you.
I found it really hard to get what this film was about, you know. One of their main baddies in this film is just like, I don't want women running. You can't have women running stuff.
The women are the army that are repopulating the earth, and they treat Hot Rod in this film just like he's a piece of meat. They do.
He is though. He's a piece of beef.
The piece of Angus beef, and everybody wants a slice because it's steak night in Frogtown, maybe. And they all want a slice of that Angus beef.
I'm just unsure of their intentions with this film. That's my thing.
Hot Rod has now been taken to a medical facility. He's sat there in a mechanical chastity belt with a flashing light on it that says property of the provisional government. Now the Hot Rod's rod belongs to America.
Now it's government property. It's an asset.
Kept under lock and key for the good of everyone. They've got signs around the office. Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and conquer it. That's from the Bible, mate. Genesis. Over that one, Phil Collins said it. Also, bear in mind, this film was made in 1988. There's a sign on the wall that says, don't wear condoms. Piper's in a medical gown, as we said, sat there. Legs akimbo. His meat covered in metal. Property of the government. You've left a string of pregnancies and babbies everywhere you've been. And that's why they call him the Hot Rod, Fletch. Because he's on fire with that thing.
Do you reckon there's just a village of Pipers?
There is. It's called Scotland.
He's from Canada.
He's... How dare you? He's from Glasgow, Scotland.
He's from Glasgow... Did they say that? That he was from Glasgow?
In wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they really?
He's from Glasgow, yeah.
Is he from Glasgow? Because he's Canadian.
He's Rowdy Roddy Piper. Of course he's from Glasgow, Fletch. What are you on about? He's also got the highest sperm count that ever seen.
He's just got super balls.
He has. He's got... That's why they have to keep it under lock and
key. He's got power balls.
He says it must have been all that fibre I ate as a kid. It must have been all the haggis that he had when he was a kid.
The fibre porridge. That's what it
porridge,
is.
There, it's porridge. There you go. Hot Rod is offered a clean slate. All charges are going to be dropped, Fletch.
Sorry, I just... You know porridge? Scottish people love porridge.
Yeah.
They do, don't they?
They do, yeah.
I remember watching the news and they had a bunch of, like, what do you call them? Centenarians? 100-year-olds.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and they had one from each country in Britain.
Mm.
And they had the Scottish one. They were like, what's your secret to being over 100 years old? Porridge. Just eat porridge all the time. Now I'm 100 years old. So yeah, apparently porridge in Scotland is some kind of like elixir of immortality.
Good. Good. Well, that's it. That's why he's firing out babies.
Porridge.
All across the land.
You know what? I always see a lot of people from different countries, like the States and stuff, say that our food is really bland.
Mm-hmm.
But have they tried porridge?
Yeah.
I don't think they have. Do they know about the joys of porridge?
Wrestlers eat porridge, yeah.
Porridge is the most exciting thing you can eat. It's so exciting they named prison after it.
It's not exciting. I don't think it's exciting, Fletch. I mean, come on, again, this is a man who eats... You eat Huel. That's what you live on. Huel fuel. That is porridge. So you put...
And I'm going to live to be 100 then, aren't I?
Well, lucky us. Well, not me, because I'll be gone, because I've just been eating normal things, like fruit.
You will die by my hand.
Piper is offered a clean slate if he chooses to take this mission. All charges dropped. But what is the mission, Fletch? It is...
Go to Frogtown.
Yeah?
Then, Bonetown.
You gotta get in there. There's some fertile ladies been kidnapped by some frogmen, by greeners. They're all fertile. You need to get in, we get them out, then, as Fletch says,
Downtown Poundtown.
Downtown Poundtown. He says, what if we can't get them out? You just do them in Frogtown, bring out the babbies.
Do them in Frogtown, then wait 9 months.
Yeah.
And then carry all of the babies out in your great Scottish arms.
Yeah, like a caber. Line them
like
up.
Like a caber of babies. Just throw them out. Just stack them.
Yeah, they need him because he's the most potent man in the world. So get in, get the women out. If you can't get them out, just do it there and we'll sort them out later. That's what they say to him. Piper smiles, a little wry smile, because obviously he's totally up for that. He's like, yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. We need a man who knows the territory and can perform under difficult circumstances. Do you feel you're up for it? And he goes, are you serious? And Rowdy Roddy Piper, man. Let's get in the car. Piper realises that his rod is under lock and key. Property of the government. Chastity belt. He's like, what the fuck is this? That, you can't just use that now because it's a government weapon. So we'd send in somebody with you. This lady, she's got the keys. She's called Spangle. The keys are in her earrings. One of them will electrocute your dick. Like that. If you try and run away, she'll electrocute your junk.
And the thing will explode.
Yeah, just explode and your balls will just come off. So that's why she's coming with you, to keep an eye on you, basically. He's briefed with a video, Fletch. Did you notice the briefing officer on that video? Because she was from the river.
You what?
The briefing officer. It's Nancy, the evil cop from Cobra.
Oh!
The enemy of Sly Stallone. She was one of the...
What else was she in?
She was one of the Night Slashers mates.
What else was she in as well?
I remember, was she in Full Eclipse?
Did you know this script was written in 6 days?
I did not know this... No. No, I didn't.
You couldn't tell?
No, I couldn't tell that, no. It's good work. I mean, at least they had a script in this one.
That's true. Mm.
Spangle leads Piper outside. His costume, mate, he's like a sexy pirate. He's like Adam Ant.
I love his jacket. He's got such a cool jacket.
He has, and he's got odd boots on as well. He's got one cowboy boot on, which I liked. And she leads him out to a pink car, a bright pink car, and he says, I'm not getting in that car. He says, yes, you are. This is what we got for the mission. He's got a gun atop the car. Also, sitting atop the car, cleaning the gun, is Corporal Sentinella. She says, get in, stud.
Oh, I know something about that character. Originally, they wanted Pam Grier for the role.
Thank you, Fletch. That's... the mission is on. Spangle asks Piper if he takes anything seriously. He says, yeah, I used to take things seriously, but then they blew it all up. They get stopped at the border. The border patrol have got badges that say toad stompers on them. And Captain Devlin's there, and of course he's because he got demoted to the border patrol. He says, I can end it for you right now. I drag you across the line and tell them that the green has got you. Or not. And she aims the gun at him, and he lets them through begrudgingly. Piper says, hey ladies, you just about got my ass shut off back there. Now we're going into hostile mutant territory. I hope you know where we're going, Piper says. And they say, yeah, we're going to Frogtown. Their leader, Commander Toadie. I thought they said Toadie. It's not Toadie. It's Toadie.
Yes.
Yeah. He's kidnapped some pilgrims who were wandering through their territory. And they were all fertile women, Fletch. All of them. And he's taken them for his own harem now. Taken them to his palace. And he's holding them ransom. And you've got to get them out. You've got to get them out. And you've got to get them pregnant. That's the mission. Get them out. Get them pregnant. The team stop for fuel. And then Hotbot tries to make a run for it. He just runs off. But as we know from previous episode, Piper's prime grift is, excuse me, mate, where's the toilets? I'm looking for the toilets.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
That's how he gets out of everything. So he says, I'd need the toilet. But he just starts running off. Little does he know, beep, 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 chastity belt starts beeping. He starts getting electro dick shocked because there's a proximity meter on it. And he can't go far away from them.
I've always found Piper absolutely hilarious.
He's funny in this.
But he's one of the funniest pain actors. You know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And Piper, like when he's in pain, he's always just like,
yeah! He's like, get it off! Get it off! And he's informed that the only way to stop the dick alarm is Spangle's earrings. You know, one of these will stop it. And the other one can track you. It's a tracking device. Your balls are covered in plastic explosives, mate. Don't try and run away. Nightfall at the campsite. Cooking beans at the fire. Sentinella's cleaning the guns. And like I say, all of the women in this film, they want Piper because he's prime beef. They're like, pff, look at him. They can smell his pheromones. That's what it is. Piper is getting ready for the night. And he's always quite annoyed that everyone fancies him, isn't he? He's like, I just want to go to bed. People are just leering at me. And he stood there with his top off looking all beefy.
Because he's been captured and he's got a fucking electric shocker on his dick.
Yeah.
He's in a bad mood now. He's had his willy shocked.
They call it the stinger as well.
Because he's in a bad mood and he's not having any of it. And then Spangle comes out in sexy military issue frilly nightwear.
Yeah.
To entice him.
Mm.
He kind of plays coy at first. He's like, no. And then he goes, okay. And then he grabs her. And then she fucking starts shocking his dick again.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just like... So it turns out what she's supposed to do is get him horny, but then just blue ball him.
Yeah, just to keep him on the edge.
To keep him virile.
Yeah, so he's just full.
But but they're also shocking him in the dick all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that seems counterproductive.
Well, I don't know. Potency, electricity.
I don't know. Is electric shocks good or bad for the sperms?
I don't know.
Hang on.
Are you going to Google it?
Mm-hmm. Is electrocution bad for your health?
Probably. During the night, Sentinella, she strips off and gets into bed with Piper as well because nobody can resist Piper. But he doesn't want any of it. Still, he's not having it. Any news, Fletch, on electrocuting dicks?
People also ask, does icing your testicles increase testosterone? What exercises make your balls bigger? Why would you want bigger balls?
I don't know.
Oh, there are some. Oh, there are. Okay. Hanging weights. Doing weights with your balls.
No, you're going down the slippery slope now, mate.
This is weird. Does fish oil increase testicle size?
No, stop.
Fish oil?
Stop now. Stop. They drive onto the mutant reservation past the sign that says no trespassing. Piper says they're out of their minds going out. Nobody goes into the reservation, Fletch. Nobody. But Spangle says she's got a plan, but Piper doesn't like it. He says, that's no plan. That's a plot to murder me. She says, you signed a contract. Yeah, to fuck for freedom, but I ain't meeting my maker in Frogtown. And then Piper chucks the contract out the window into the desert. Whew, that's what I think of your contract. And they chuck him out in the, they chuck him out of the van, and he has to run after him so his dick doesn't explode.
Again.
And he's doing some good, because his dick's gonna explode. When he gets back to camp, another motion sensor goes off. And he's like, whoa, what's that? Beep, 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 beep. They picked up a lady in the desert. She's running through the desert.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like the machine from Aliens, but it detects desert ladies.
This film kind of has boy and his dog vibes, doesn't it?
Yeah, because they just say, oh, there's a fertile lady. They refer to her as it as well, don't they? There it is. And then they catch her. They set up camp and they tie her up and get the beans on the fire. Then Spangles drugs her because she's thrashing around on the floor. And they go, go on then, Piper. Got to get to work. We've drugged this savage woman from the desert. Piper, however, is totally not wanting to have sex with a drugged girl against her will. He says, I want to know. Usually I'd like to get to know someone, find out if there's a little bit of chemistry. Spangle says, yeah, next you'll be telling me you want to be in love with someone. He says, but maybe you ought to try making love to someone, to some complete stranger in the middle of a hostile mutant environment. See how you like it. Mm-hmm. But Spangle's highly trained in the art of seduction, and she tries to get Piper all horny again. And he's like, I'm not a machine that you just can turn on and off whenever you want some of the hot rod, you know.
She does a seductive...
She does a seductive dance.
I mean, it's...
But she's not very good at it.
It's not really a dance, is it?
Well, I don't know what it is.
I don't... Yeah. I'm not sure.
You just put your blouse on.
Come on,
it's not worth it. This isn't worth it. And he goes, oh, I guess I'm going to have to live up to my contract then. The next morning, though, the girl is now all clean and normal. She's just normal the next morning because he's cleaned her up overnight. He's gave her some Piper love. That just love and attention, not just...
Not just what?
Not just...
His point at your dick.
His virility. That's what I was going to say, yeah.
And she's quite pleased. At this point in the film, I thought maybe getting pregnant is actually like represents a way out of like the wasteland for a lot of for these people.
Well, that's
so
what
it's actually
saying.
A desirable thing to happen.
Yeah, because she points them in the direction of Frogtown and says that's where the other girls are being held by Commander Toti at his palace. They didn't escape, Fletch, because they are part of an order of passives. That resistance is not their way, so they just let people run all over them. She thanks them, and thanks Rowdy Roddy Piper for saving her. They send her off to be found. Don't worry, you're a national hero. You'll be treated like a queen now. Thanks. See you later.
Yeah,
and she
exactly.
She just runs off to the desert to get picked up, because she's got like a beacon on her so that they can find her, the government.
Cool.
They pull up just outside Frogtown, and they get out of the pink van. Spangle gets changed at the back of the van into a savage disguise, handcuffed, dog collar around the neck. It's the old Return of the Jedi Star Wars move. It's the classic Star Wars move. Piper doesn't understand the plan at first, probably because it doesn't involve going to the toilet. Well, we've got a plan. So he just gets out of the van and he goes, oh, where's the toilet? And then it's like, no, we've got disguises. Frogtown, from the outside. Did you recognise Frogtown, mate?
No.
You didn't recognise Frogtown?
Why?
Well, for one, it's already been in the fucking river, Frogtown, mate. The exterior of Frogtown.
You what?
It's in Nightmare on Elm Street 2. It's where they burnt Freddy in Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
You what? Nightmare on Elm Street 2?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
The one that we did on the podcast.
We've done two on the podcast.
The first one we did.
But which one was that? Help me, they're all fucking same film
anyway. The gay one. It was the gay one.
They burn him?
They burn him in... It's... Oh, God. This steel mill was in that film. Also, do you recognise it from a film that we fucking love?
What?
It's the steel mill from RoboCop. It's the set from RoboCop.
Get out of town.
It is. It's the same place where, can you fly, Bobby? Where all that goes down.
Where he's like,
yeah, it's the same place.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's all right, isn't it?
Yes, all right.
Yeah. Oh, why didn't you just say that in the first place?
Because I was trying to do a thing about Freddy's Revenge, which is a film that we've done and we've already... It doesn't matter. It's gone now. I must point out this, but the first time I saw this movie, by this point in the film, I hadn't really realised that there was going to be frog people in it. I just thought it was going to be... It was a 2019 After the Fall of New York style film, but the town was just called Frog Town.
What about the squid lips at the beginning?
I think I missed the... I just thought that was a funny joke because it was Frog Town. And then when I saw this bar that's full of frogmen, full of frog people, I was like, oh, fucking hell.
That's what... Frog Town!
Frog Town! It's a town full of frogmen! That's what it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah!
My God.
It was Sam Howell has now come to Frog Town. Industrial neon dive bar full of frog people. A frog stripper who is their contact, by the way. Frog people drinking green goop. And one's reading the Frog Prince book.
We get it, they're frogs.
They meet a guy called Looney Tunes, who happens to be an old man that raised Rowdy Roddy Piper as a boy. And what are chances of that? They meet him in the bar. They told me that you got pancaked in a mineshaft in Yucatan after the war. And he says, what's a worse little puff like you doing in Frog Town? He says, I'm here to trade this lady, this wench. They keep calling her a wench. But Looney's here because of the uranium. He found uranium in Frog Town and he's selling it off. He's selling it off to the frog people. He's probably doing all right. He said, I found a pocket of it right here, right under their noses. What do these frog people want with uranium, says Rowdy Roddy Piper. But they're selling it to anyone that wants it for weapons and shit, Fletch.
Good. Mm. Cool. Yeah.
If you want to get in to see Commander Toty, this place is run by Leroy. You need to speak to Leroy. I'll sort you out a meeting. Now, Leroy is a full-on frog. He's a full frog. He's like an actual frog, a massive frog. The people in the bar must just... Are they like part frog people? Are they just a little bit frog? Because some of the people... A full-on frog. He's got the head of a frog.
They're all full-on frog. What are you on about?
They're not all full-on frog. The warriors and the henchmen aren't quite as froggy as Leroy.
Well, they've all got stuff covering their heads. Yeah. Because, you know, what are you going to do? Pay for frog heads for everyone?
Well, clearly not, no. But Leroy, he's a big frog. And he's got a fez on and swimming goggles and a Miami Vice suit. And he's chomping down on green goo called Glush, which is boiled baby tortoise and brown lizard all in one bit. Nice. He gives Piper a radioactive beer.
Oh, delicious. Mm. And knowingly turns the cause label to the camera.
It's only a little bit radioactive.
I was watching the Disney Plus the other day.
Right.
And did you notice that there's like a warning at the beginning for product placement? Yeah, it's one of the warnings that they have. So like, you know, like at the beginning it'll just say like caution, it'll say like violence, nudity, yeah, whatever. Product placement.
Hmm. There you go. There you go. What were you watching?
Some fucking superhero film.
Ah, okay. He offers Piper the pricely sum of 30 lilies for the fine specimen, because lilies is the currency of the frog people.
Is it actual lilies? Or is that just the name of it?
I don't know.
Because everything's got to be frog themed.
It's got to be frog themed. Speaking of which, the commander's right hand man, he's called Bull Frog. Bull. He's got an eye patch on, this frog. Do you think they just had one frog mask that they just put different things on at different times?
No, they are different frog masks, but I do think they've only got like four.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Leroy doesn't want Spangle for a sex slave. No, he wants her for a dancer for his bar. He says it'll spice things up a bit, having a human dancer in here. You know, the part frog people will love that. Bull arrives and he asks where the stranger is from. Piper says, oh, I'm here bartering. I'm doing some bartering with Leroy. Private barter? Leroy is about to explain himself, and this bit really made me laugh, so much so I'm going to put a sample of it in right here.
She yours?
Barter to Leroy.
Private barter?
Well, yes, but...
Shut your hole!
This is Frog Town, not Barter Town.
It's not allowed. You can't do bartering. Bull snatches the lead from Piper and he says, private auction now, mate. And I bid you five. Oosh! And he dad punches him right in the belly. He says, there's your five. I said I bid you five. Five and he's your fucking idiot. He punches him that hard in the belly that it just knocks Piper out. He falls out. Falls to the ground. The hot rod comes around and he's being woken up by the frog stripper lady. The contact. The contact says, I love you. He's like, what? Frog lady, what? Oh, that's the code. The special code is, I love you. But frog or not, she's still a woman, Fletch. She's still a woman. And even she wants a slice of the hot rod. She's like, oof. Rowdy Roddy Piper indeed. I'm Arabella, sworn to fight Commander Toti to the death. They've taken your partner to his palace. Piper says, to the harem? Well, we're right on schedule. The plan is working. She goes, in theory it is, yeah. Piper says, you're making me nervous. He's got a good reason to feel nervous. Hot Rod says, by the way, I don't know how to thank you for helping me. She says, I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What did she do?
I can't remember what she actually did.
She didn't really duo, did she?
No, she just tells them where they are.
I mean, she didn't either.
No, she didn't really do that. But she wants a slice of frog love. You can have a slice of Piper pie, but you need to put this bag on your head.
Just do it, Piper.
Well, no, he won't just do it. He puts the bag on her head, but then he tries to run away. He says, perfect. It's just like, it's just a little kink of mine. But no time for frog love because his dick starts beeping. It's time to get on with the mission. He needs to get back to Spangle. Piper finds Spangle. She's being kept by frog henchmen that drag her to Commander Toti. He's doing an arms deal with a shady character called Count Sodom, who's just turned up now. And he's a man in a cape and a gas mask, and he's covered in weapons. The deal is done. The bargain is sealed. Who is this man?
Mysterious gas mask man.
Mm. Piper is leaning over the ledge trying to get a good look at him, but he's a fucking idiot and he just falls straight over the edge and he gets knocked out again. Gets knocked out and gets caught by the frogman. Seize him! Toti, like Leroy and Bull, is a full frog-headed beast. So they must have three frog masks, I
think. They've got four.
Who's the other one?
They've got the guy at the bar. They've got Bull, yep. They've got Toti, and they've got Arabella.
Oh, yeah, Arabella. But she doesn't look like a real frog, does
she's more
she?
Effeminate.
Yeah, she's, you
she's
know.
An effeminate frog, you see.
Yeah. Toti, he looks like a Henry VIII style frog. He's got like Henry VIII style clothes on. And a feather boa, a bit like Ric Flair. He's like a Henry VIII Ric Flair frog. That's what he is.
That's... Someone probably wrote that down.
Yeah, probably.
Like, to the costume designers.
So she's been taken to be part of the harem, and they are preparing her, Fletch. She says, I'm Spangle, the Red Dagger. I've come to rescue you. What are you doing? They say, we are awakening your body.
For the Dance of the Three Snakes. Super funky dance. For the Frogman.
The Dance of the Three Snakes. It's a sexy dance to awake his three writhing penises.
Well... That's something that is revealed.
Meanwhile, while she's being prepared for the Dance of the Three Snakes, Piper is tied up in some boiler room somewhere, and Bullfrog Man is coming at him with a chainsaw, and he's like, don't cut it off, it's wired to blow, it's wired to blow! Look, if that's the most valuable dick in the whole wide world, why would they put explosives on it? People are like, pfft, I'm gonna cut it off.
Good point.
He goes to cut it off, but he runs out of petrol. So he goes back, fills up his fucking chainsaw with petrol. But then it starts beeping and Piper's like, cut it off, just cut it off. It's killing me. It's gonna kill me.
More Piper paint.
Bull just looks at him and goes, I gotta tell you, mate, you're pretty weird. While he's thrashing around. And he does cut it off, but Piper says, it's a fake. It's a fake. Bull laughs in his face, but it's not a fake. It then explodes. Boom. Bull's dead.
Boom.
Arabella frees Piper, but Bull kills her. Stabs her, so then she's dead immediately. It's time. It's tater time, Fletch. Piper is dishing out some punches to Bull. And then he stabs him and kills him. And he looks down at the body of his dead friend and looks up with a now classic, now we've got a reason, Now we've got Rwenge face.
Scottish Fury.
Scottish Fury. And then we do get the Dance of the Three Snakes, Fletch.
It's good. It's a good dance.
It's a dance for me. The only dance I'll do for you is on your grave. Dance or die! The Dance of the Three Snakes! He reveals the three snakes, his three dicks.
I like how she kicks him in each of his dicks.
She kicks all of his dicks. Piper kicks the door in with a shotgun in each hand and just shouts, "Eat lead, froggies," and just starts shooting everybody in there. Commander Toti leaps into the air like a Jedi and escapes.
Oh yeah, he's a frog, isn't he?
Oh yeah, it's a frog. No wonder they can jump. Piper and Spangle rescue the girls, and Cintanella is outside waiting for them, having a cigarette, cleaning the guns. They send up a flare. She's like, "Right, there you go." She starts honking the horn. "I'm on my way."
There's two dudes outside standing guard. Cintanella pulls up in the pink mobile with her gun, and she says, "Eat dirt or eat lead." The two men wisely eat dirt.
They eat that dirt. They eat that dirt. She honks the horn and everyone comes running outside. Looney Tunes covers up. "I'll keep them busy. I'll keep them busy." Whilst Hot Rod and Spangle get the girls into the van outside. "Go, go, go!" Commander Toti starts chasing them in a Mad Max style post-apocalyptic tank car, because you've got to have one of those in a film like this. It's the rules. Spangle swerves off the road. She's like, "We're going to make it." But their path to freedom is blocked by Count Sodom, who is revealed it was Captain Devlin from the start of the film the whole time.
That misogynist bloke.
Yeah, it's him, the man that hates women. He holds up at them, not at gunpoint, at bazooka point, and he makes them drop their weapons and he says, "This used to be a man's world, Sam. Now, there's too many women, but I'm going to change that. I've been dealing arms to the frog people for their uranium, and I've been giving it to renegade scientists, and they've been processing it, and soon I will have the first nuclear weapon since the war, and I'm going to wipe the slate clean and start again."
The whole time, Piper's got a sword in his bag. He needs it to be passed to him by one of the harem ladies behind him.
She won't do it because she's a passive.
She's passive.
Yeah.
I like how Spangle kind of just goes, "Are you fucking..." Like, the look on her face when she's like, "I can't do that, I'm passive." And Spangle's like, "You fucking kidding me?"
We're right at the end now.
Yeah. This is the end of the fucking film. Give him the fucking sword, and he does.
Yeah.
He does. He does, like, Jack Burton style, and he just goes... And just spears him with it.
Calls him a long-winded son of a bitch. Because he's just talking, telling him what he's going to do.
Yeah, he's like, "Shut up, mate.
Shut up." There you go. Piper shoots Devlin dead. That's it. He's quicker on the draw than Devlin. He's dead. Dead. Takes his bazooka. And at this point, he thinks that the evil frogman has blown up all of the ladies in the pink van. He totally comes back and the pink van is destroyed with everyone inside it. But it's okay, Hot Rod, that isn't the case. They're hiding around the corner. You don't know that. It's final battle. It's Hot Rod versus Toti. Man versus frog. A tale as old as time, Fletch. We've seen it 1,000 times.
All the time.
All the time. Fighting on a cliff. Piper wins by poking him in his froggy eyes. He dishes out some dad punches. Then he kicks him over the edge of the cliff.
And he's hanging on to Hot Rod.
Yeah.
And then like Hot Rod gets his sword and he just goes, "Whoa!" And he chops his hand off. But because like Toti is a reptile, his hand quickly grows back before he hits the ground. Because he's a reptile, he's got super regenerative abilities.
That's true. That
is the reason why after he cuts his hand off, he has two hands whilst he is falling.
Yeah, that's it.
T-Man time.
Well, that's it. A bloody and bruised Piper has won. He's won. But has he won? All of the ladies are dead.
What did he win?
What did he win? At what cost? But everyone is still alive. The mission is a success. Piper kisses Spangles. "Stop, you need to save yourself for your work that you've got to do." And he says, "I've got enough to go around." Piper saves the day, but he has to still fulfill his duties.
And she pushes the earring in order to shock his dick. And it goes, bloop, and then she's like, "Why is it not working?" And he's like, "You cannot shock me in the dick anymore, Spangle. Let's get it on." And she's like, "Well, okay." If Piper's really forgiving, she just tried to shock him in the dick again after everything they've been through.
Well, but they've fallen in love. They've fallen.
Why is she trying to shock him in the dick again?
I don't know.
Could you imagine if he still had it on?
Oh.
And she just pushed the thing and it went and then she just electrocuted him. The end.
They get in the car and she says, "Well, I'll book us a holiday, but don't forget you've got to finish your work." He says, "Work? What work's that?" and it gives it the old wah 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 wah. They turn round. You've got to impregnate all these beautiful women. Unfortunately, work, work, work. I guess what they say is true. A soldier's work is never done. And then that's it. That's how it ends. Rowdy, yeah. Roddy Piper.
I bet that holiday they went on afterwards was uneventful.
Yeah, yeah, he's pretty spent. But
do you know what, Spangle? Just put telly on.
Yeah, let's just...
Can you just make us a cup of tea?
I brought some books with me.
I just want to go to bed.
Yeah, so that was Hell Comes to Frogtown. Did you enjoy that, Fletch?
Yes.
Yes. It is an odd film. It is an odd film. And I had totally forgotten that it had frog people in it. I mean, the first time I watched it, I didn't think there was going to actually be frog people in it.
The post-apocalyptic van filled with beautiful women in the back reminded me of Fury Road.
Yeah, it is, yes, it has got similarities to Fury Road.
Frogtown walked so Fury Road could run, I feel.
This is true. There is a sequel to this, an actual official sequel, Return to Frogtown.
Who's in that?
I think it's called Welcome to Frogtown. Well, Sam Hell is played by somebody else in the second one.
Who?
Robert Zadar.
Yes!
So, I think we should probably have a look at the second one.
It's going to be rotten, isn't it?
It is going to be absolutely rotten. It's not the first post-apocalyptic film we've done, obviously, but it's the first one we've done in a while, and it was from 1988.
Pretty rad.
Ooh. Thank you for joining us this week on Super Tap Film Club. Please like and subscribe. Join us on Instagram and on Twitter. Go and listen to our friends' podcasts. We're talking about them on the Instagram and on the Twitter all the time, so if you go there, you'll know what we are talking about. And you can also give us some quids if you go to Patreon. Join us next week when we've got a guest coming in next week, Fletch.
Who?
We've got the Deathmatch Outlaw, the Bud Light King. Danny Darko's coming in. Danny Darko's coming into the club next week and he's picked a film.
My word!
And we're doing another Hulk Hogan film, another wrestling-related film next week.
Oh, no.
So join us next week when we'll be joined by Danny Darko and we will be doing Suburban Commando from 1991.
Suburban Commando?
Sorry.
Coco Cabana.
Join us next week when we'll be doing Suburban Commando from 1991.
Brother.